Baby Lincoln was dreaming. In the dream, she was sitting on a train. Her hands were folded in her lap. The seat beside her was empty. Baby turned her head and looked out the window and saw that the dark sky was filled with stars. Hundreds of them, thousands of them. The train was going very fast, and the stars were falling through the sky, one after the other, chasing each other, leaving behind them great trails of light. "Oh," said Baby, "shooting stars." The train rushed through the starry darkness, and Baby was entirely happy. "I wonder where I am headed," she thought. "I cannot wait to find out. I am on a necessary journey." "Baby," someone shouted, "you must wake up immediately." Baby woke up. Her sister Eugenia was standing over her. Eugenia had her hands on her hips. "It is late, Baby. It is time to get on with our day," said Eugenia. "Goals must be set, lists must be made, tasks must be accomplished."
"Yes, sister," said Baby.
At the breakfast table, Eugenia had Baby write down the day's goals. Eugenia was very fond of goals. "Goal number one," said Eugenia. She cleared her throat. "The mouse problem must be dealt with. We are on the verge of an infestation. You, Baby, will go to Clyde's Bait Feed Tackle and Animal Necessities and purchase mouse traps."
"But mouse traps kill mice," said Baby.
"Exactly," said Eugenia.
"Oh, sister," said Baby.
"Do not, oh, sister me. You are too soft for this world, Baby. You must be firm and resolute, particularly with mice. You must brook them no quarter."
Baby suddenly felt very tired. She put her hands in her lap. She closed her eyes and saw the shooting stars from her dream. She remembered the words that had accompanied the stars.
"Necessary journey," whispered Baby. "Write it down," said Eugenia. "Write down mouse traps."
Baby sighed. She opened her eyes and picked up her pencil and wrote down the word mouse.
Eugenia looked over her shoulder. "You have not written the complete word," she said. "The complete word is mouse traps."
From far away came the sound of a train whistle. Eugenia tapped her finger on the table.
"What are you waiting for, Baby? Write traps."
The train whistle sounded again, closer this time.
"No," said Baby.
She laid down the pencil.
"I beg your pardon?" said Eugenia.
"No," said Baby.
"I will not write the word traps."
She pushed the paper away from her. She stood. She said,
"Sister, I am going on a trip." "Yes," said Eugenia, "you are. You were going to Clyde's Bait, Feed, Tackle, and Animal Necessities. And once you are there, you will purchase mouse traps."
"No," said Baby. "I am going on a different kind of trip."
"A different kind of trip?" said Eugenia.
Baby closed her eyes, and again she saw the shooting stars.
"I am going on a necessary journey." "I don't know what you're talking about," said Eugenia.
Baby opened her eyes. She didn't know exactly what she was talking about either. But she knew that something important was happening. Her heart was beating very fast. The sun was shining into the kitchen, and everything seemed outlined in brightness, possibility. Eugenia stared at Baby. Her mouth was open. She looked quite astonished. Baby was astonished, too. She carefully pushed her chair under the table. She smoothed the front of her skirt. "Now," she said, "if you will excuse me, sister, I must go and pack for my journey."